Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
BJ and Jamie.
Nix, he's going to run it this time at the 5. Nix is in. Touchdown. Horgan Mims calling out blockers inside the 20. Touchdown. How about it? Harvey up the middle. Harvey takes it in. Touchdown. Sean Payton and the Broncos win their 10th consecutive game, and now they go into the top spot in the AFC.
Yeah. Look at those Broncos, man. We are in the playoffs and the Chiefs are out.
I called it.
You did,
Jamie White.
I got to give you credit. You said Super Bowl.
I did say Super Bowl. You're like, whatever.
Man, oh, man, we kicked their butt last night.
Yeah, we did, right?
Well, yesterday afternoon. Yes, we did. And the Chiefs lost.
No, but did you hear the big controversy?
What's the controversy?
Hold on. Let me show you.
Oh, let me see. I haven't heard the controversy.
You haven't?
Well, maybe I have.
Well, which is it?
Well, I don't know what the controversy is.
Well, what?
There's a controversy I know of with the betting game.
That's it.
And
let me read it to you.
Yeah.
Sports gamblers are demanding the NFL investigate the Raiders and the refs. Refs threw a flag, which is 4 seconds left, and Vegas decided to kick a field goal despite being down by 10. The spread for the game was 8.5 for Denver.
Yeah.
So they threw the game. For the spread.
Well, let me give you my point of view.
Okay.
You know I'm a gambler, Jamie.
I know you are.
I like to roll the dice, man. I sure do. This happens all the time. I've been beaten so many times on a last play, it's unbelievable. With a penalty called or
no,
whistle in basketball,
Understood.
It happens all the time.
But here's the real question, though.
Yeah.
If you're down by 10, why are you kicking?
Well, I think you're going to try to score points. You try to put as many points on the board as you can.
I don't know. It just seems a little fishy.
I think if I'm a coach,
seems a little fishy.
If I'm a coach.
Well, then how do you get more points?
What do you mean?
Not by kicking it.
No, you do. He kicked a field goal. He kicked a field goal.
I'm just saying maybe you run it in. Maybe you like run it in.
Oh, no. They were too far out.
I mean, you don't know.
It was 3 seconds left.
You don't know. I was saying more points. If you were saying more points, that is a cute sweatshirt.
You like my sweatshirt?
I do like your sweatshirt.
Yeah,
what? It's very
What's
merry.
It say? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty festive, aren't
you?
You really are.
Festive.
You know what today is? You know, go Broncos.
Oh, right. Sorry.
They've won 10 in a
squirrel.
Row.
There's a score.
11-2. Oh, by the way, we're the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Both of us.
Live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9. We're on the darn Odyssey app, and that thing is just crazy. Just go get it. Put it on your phone. Podcast. We're there live everywhere, all over America. All right. Speaking of Christmas, my shirt. You do like my shirt.
I love your shirt.
Merry Christmas.
No, really, I've never really known you to be festive.
I never have been. It's my first year being festive.
Well, I like it.
Think about this for a minute.
Yeah.
It's my first year being on top of gifts.
Yes.
It's my first year being festive.
I know.
I've got a new attitude, folks.
And I mean, you even like were festive for Teddy Swims.
Yeah, for the Alice in Winterland event.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a sweater on there, big old reindeer on there, goofy looking reindeer.
People really liked you.
Did they?
Yeah, they really did.
Well, they didn't act like it.
Well, they really did.
Who did? Who's talking behind my back?
Well, Niall said, like, that BJ's really, I really dig him. And then Danielle's boyfriend, Nathan, he's like, man, BJ's really fun.
She did?
No.
He did?
He did. His name's Nathan.
He did?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
He said that.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I think he's misunderstood. I think people think that, you know, he's intimidating or whatever.
Yeah, I'm intimidating. Yeah. I'm massive.
He's like, no, he just was really fun to be around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at you. Yeah.
Look at me. Right, so we need more events like that.
I feel like I interrupted you. You were at festive.
Okay. No. Let me go back to festive real quick here. You know, being on top of the Christmas list thing. I even have my list in my notes of the gifts I've already gotten, what I got to get.
Nice.
Got a phone call today with a guy that's going to help me out with something. I mean, I'm on top of it. And they say, now the reason I say this is they say the day that the real Christmas stress kicks in is today.
I believe that.
Today.
Yeah, I believe it.
Today. Because now you're looking at just over 2 weeks till Christmas, and a lot of people haven't done squat, and today's the day that the hammer comes down.
You know, that's funny you say that, because I literally woke up thinking, oh my God, I have so much crap to do.
Yes.
Sorry, kicked in. Yeah.
Yes, yes, and I'm not making this up.
No,
according to the professionals, today, your stress is going to go to a whole different level.
But if you think differently, like it's not that stressful, you'll be fine.
Who?
All of our people.
I thought you meant me.
No, all of our people.
Oh,
our people.
Yeah, no, you're not going to be fine.
Yes, the stress you will be fine.
No, you're not.
You'll be fine.
Doom and gloom.
No, you will be fine. I promise.
How was your weekend?
It was
birthday
fantastic.
Girl?
It was great.
Did you have a good birthday?
I really did. I had a great weekend. Yeah.
We had a great time in Alice in Winterland.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Except for, and I'll read some of the comments later. Trying to get there, man. Parade of lights. And then I was talking to a cop. I think his name was Steve. Scott? Steve or Scott? The cop? Denver cop? Steve
I don't remember.
Scott. Anyway, I was talking to him. He said there were also two other events going on down there.
Oh.
Well, we know the Parade of Lights was there.
Well, right. But then two other
big
ones.
Besides that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a play over in the Buell Theater, too.
But he named them like the RGTTRP was in town.
Mike, our boss, told me there were like seven different events.
I mean, I believe it.
Booked at the convention center this past weekend.
And then my friend Travis, he called me and he goes, hey, what's going on at the Marriott? And I was like, I don't know why. And he goes, aren't you guys like down here somewhere? And I'm like, we're not at the Marriott. And he goes, well, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell are at the Marriott downtown.
Wow. No.
Yes.
Were
Friday.
They?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Kurt Russell.
That's
I think
awesome.
He's tough, man.
I know. He goes,
he's a good dude.
He goes, they just walked right by me.
Oh,
he
no
goes,
kidding.
Is there something going on? I was like, not that I know of.
Goldie Hawn
and Kurt Russell.
No kidding.
Yes, downtown.
Dang.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Leo DiCaprio was in Kansas City for their game.
Well, that doesn't go here.
Well, let me think of something else. I'm just trying to participate right now. Oh, man, what a weekend, though.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
Lot of
All right,
fun.
We'll recap some of that, too. And this whole ball game thing and the Chiefs losing Taylor and Travis Kelce lost the game for him.
I heard.
Yeah, it was bad.
Didn't he, like, really fumble?
Bad. Yeah, he fumbled the pass.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, It was ugly.
You got to break up with him, Tay-Tay.
Yeah. She's the one that caused all this.
What's the theory?
Love gets in the way.
It does get in the way.
Yeah, love gets in the way of life. It does.
It does. That's our new theory today. It's Monday morning therapy with
BJ.
Therapy,
and not only that, you're so stressed right now because of Christmas.
No, you're not. You're going to be fine.
You are so over the top stressed.
Listen, people, it is the best time of the year. Have fun with it. Don't freak out. I love Christmas so much. Just enjoy every second of it.
I say grab a bottle of booze right now.
Oh, my God. Just start drinking.
We'll be right back.
Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday. I am not obnoxious.
Wait, hold on. I'm obnoxious.
I'm not obnoxious. I'm telling you right now. What are you eating?
Beef jerky.
Oh, I love beef jerky. Yeah. Beef jerky is good.
Because I'm on all protein diet.
Yeah. Oh, you are? Oh, it's part of your warming up for
Maui?
Yeah. All right, good for you.
Yeah.
All protein.
All protein.
Hey, I'm on a kick today, too.
What is
I'm
your
kicking thing? Something. I'm kicking sugar to the curb.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm serious.
Okay. You don't even know what sugar, like, you have no concept. You know that ketchup is full of sugar? Nope, you didn't know that.
Packed with
sugar. No. All right, let me rethink this, okay? Let me redo it.
Okay.
It's full of sugar?
Yeah.
All right. Let me rethink it. Any desserts, anything sugary desserts, I'm done with.
Oh, so you're done with sugary desserts. Okay.
For now.
Where did this come from?
And then I'll kick it back in. And I know this is kind of reverse. You're supposed to kick things at the first of the year.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm kicking it now and bringing it back at the first of the year.
Oh, you don't want to do that? You want the holidays to eat dessert.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of.
Let's just end that. This is a dumb idea.
Hey, Carson, can you go get some donuts?
Because it's the holidays.
No, you're right.
It's
you're
Christmas
right.
cookies.
The hell
it's
am
all
I thinking?
I don't know.
What am I thinking?
I mean, I know that you and your son will probably make a gingerbread house, right?
Yeah.
You're going to put your fingers in the frosting.
We got our gingerbread house a couple of days ago, opened it up, and all the walls are broken.
Okay, well, I can
came
top
in the
you.
Mail.
I can top you.
What?
So, Niall and I got a gingerbread house, right?
Yeah.
From Walgreens. I was so excited to make this little village, right, from Walgreens.
Oh, yeah, they're fun.
The frosting was like old. And so then we tried to heat it. It wouldn't work.
It wouldn't glue?
It wouldn't glue at all. And then we he heated it up and he burnt it.
Oh, my gosh.
What a disaster.
That's awful.
Man.
It was awful.
I'd hate to get him to build me a real shed or something. Can't even do a gingerbread house.
Well, no, we looked at the expiration date. We're trying to figure out why this icing is just so gnarly. I would not recommend, friends, just in my personal experience, to buy the gingerbread village from Walgreens.
That must have been sitting there for years.
Right? Or they bring them back out every year.
Yeah.
You know?
Walgreens. It's Walgreens.
I know.
I mean, you got to go a little bit more, a little more upscale, I think, to get your gingerbread house.
Supers was probably a better, idea.
Well, that's exactly what Frog did, only he ate his icing. Whole thing.
Oh,
I mean, this tube
my
is
God.
This big.
He didn't get sick?
You know, he did it over like a 4-day period.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is
we got the gingerbread house and every wall was
broken.
Broken.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we can't do anything with this. This is a
Here, son, eat this
junk.
Icing instead.
Yeah, somebody says I'm obnoxious.
I saw that. They said, go back home. You're obnoxious.
I'm just simply telling you that the stress levels, they say, go high starting today. That's all.
Everybody's going to be fine.
Yeah, listen, you're going to be fine.
I love Christmas. Everybody be happy.
Everybody be happy.
It's fine. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. I brought you a present.
You did?
I did.
What'd you bring me?
Well, here you go.
All right, let me see here.
Oh, jeez.
I just dropped it.
Merry Christmas.
What the hell is this?
Well, Merry Christmas.
It's a thing of sauerkraut?
Smell it. Smell it. Want to smell it?
Woo!
Guess what that is?
It's a wasabi.
No.
Horseradish.
Yep. It's Billy's homemade horseradish.
No kidding.
Billy made it.
From Billy?
Billy. Oh. He made 60 of those containers.
Billy at the bar?
Yeah, he wanted you to have it.
No kidding.
Yeah, he did. I thought, Billy's, 90 years old? And he made 60 containers for everybody for Christmas.
You're kidding.
No, isn't that nice?
That's sweet of him.
It is, right?
Oh, yeah. Man.
And it is. I mean, that is some horseradish.
I love horseradish.
Right?
I love it. I love wasabi, which, you know, made from horseradish.
That is strong.
But, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the gift, man. I got to keep that cold.
You do have to
do something with it here.
Yeah,
man, what a day already. The gifts are flowing around here.
Right?
It's pretty crazy.
Let's see here. BJ, I just choked on my coffee, yet you're swearing off any kind of sugar. I know it was funny, wasn't it? I kind of laughed inside too.
I did it yesterday because I had a milkshake.
Wait,
I had a milkshake yesterday, and that's when I swore it off. So today was my new day. I went to bed last night just saying, I'm not going to have any more sugar. I'm done with sugar, had enough of it, and today's the day. But then Jamie talked me out of it.
Just saying. You don't want to do that for Christmas,
so
right?
We went down. We went down for the Grinch Stole Christmas yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome. You did?
Yep, we did. Me, Lisa, and Frog.
It's a play, right?
It's a play, musical.
Yeah.
And it was fabulous.
Was it?
It was awesome.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer it stays there, but it's at the Buell Theater, and it is absolutely awesome. Then we swung through In-N-Out Burger.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
Grabbed a couple of burgers on the way home.
Christmas burgers.
Well, let me tell you something. Their fries suck.
No, I told you how to do it.
Travel fries. I'm talking about travel. At the location, probably great the way you say to do it. But if you take them home and say 30 minutes pass, it's not good.
Light well. Somebody
what is
gave
that?
That's how you have them cooked. Light well.
You tell them how to cook it?
Light well.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but they're perfect.
Light well.
Somebody told me that on Texnado one day, and I didn't believe them. And then I tried it. I was like, and I tried to be confident. You know how when you freak out when you get to Starbucks because you can't remember the names of all the different sizes?
The latte, guadalupe.
Yeah, and all the words and all the stuff. Trenta. I don't know. Just big, large, Trenta. Anyway, it's kind of like that. So I wanted to go in and out with confidence. So I go, I'd like the, well, I think it's light, but it's also well, but I don't know how it's light if it's well. Fries.
Wow. I didn't know that. I wish I'd known that yesterday.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Amazing. Because they're crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside.
Oh, these things were like rubber when we got home.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Burgers are great. Love the burger.
So good.
But the fries, not so much. But the Grinch was solid, man. If you get a chance to see
highly
it,
highly recommend
see it.
All right. Highly so what we have so far this morning is we recommend the Grinch at the Buell Theater.
Yeah.
But what we don't recommend is the what's it called? Gingerbread House at Walgreens.
You know, I will tell you this. When you go to the theater, you know how people dress up and everything, you know, it's pretty swanky. I fit right in there. I really do. I noticed yesterday that I was, you know,
you felt
a very theater-looking person.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I think across the street right there, what you're supposed to do, or like what I've been taught and raised to do.
It's bougie.
Is after you go to the theater, you go for a dessert.
You do?
Yeah. I've never heard In-N-Out.
We went to In-N-Out. I got a milkshake. Is that a dessert?
Well, is there still, I don't know if there's still right across from there, there's that little dessert restaurant.
I'm pretty sure there is. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They have it in LA too. So every time my boyfriend and I would go to the theater.
And it's a thing. You're right.
It is a thing. You go to the theater and then you go have a dessert afterwards.
I got to go back.
Well, you ruined it. You went to In-N-Out.
I went to In-N-Out Burger. Got
shot,
a milkshake instead in Lakewood. My bougie rubbed off.
Right?
Yeah. It didn't last long, did it? I was bougie for a moment.
You went through a drive-thru.
Oh, you should have seen me. I had a button down.
Nice.
With a jacket on.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, it looked good.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, I fit right into the theater scene.
Sounds like you did. At least you had the right outfit.
Yeah, but a button down and a jacket doesn't work at In-N-Out, though.
Well, yeah, no.
Yeah, I worked there, too.
It would have at the dessert place.
It would have at the dessert place.
Yeah,
all right, today is December 8th. We are only 17 days from Christmas.
That is crazy, isn't it?
17 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
And not only that, you're only, what, 20-something days from the first of the year?
Are we going to do this?
This year's over.
Are we going to do this?
And then it's only about 45 days till Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. And then after that,
St.
Patrick's. Oh, Easter. I forgot about
Easter.
Good one.
Yeah. Well, St. Patrick's Day is before Easter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, anyway. All right, good talk.
Yeah, what else?
oh, my God. All right, well, we can go home now.
I did the Christmas stress.
You did that one.
All that.
Yeah, you got that one. Hey, did you get all your lights outside up?
No.
Dude, it is December the 8th.
Yes, and I am behind schedule, and I plan on doing it either today or tomorrow.
You have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's no point.
Yeah, today I got to run a couple of errands, and then I got Frog with tutoring. But I think I can get it done tomorrow, and the weather is going to be perfect.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be around 60 degrees all week.
So it's
pretty nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, above normal all week long. Just very windy today and tomorrow.
Somebody said, yes, Jamie, you're right. The fries at In-N-Out Burger Lightwell are perfect.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so a new one.
It is good.
You're
perfect.
Learn it right here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, right? All right, let's do tabloid trash. We'll do it next.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Bum. Happy Monday, everybody. It is the official kickoff of Christmas.
Man, I don't know about you, but I'm about this close to just check it out.
I feel like everybody has.
I swear
no,
I am. My head, and I'm being very honest about that. And that's not like me. I'm usually a guy that just, you know, stays focused, you know, you wait, keep pushing wait, forward. Yeah.
You're a focused guy?
Well, when it comes to work and stuff, oh. I'm pretty, you know, dedicated and there, but for some reason this year.
This isn't your fault. I think it's right now everybody's doing the same thing. It's the excitement of Christmas. You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I know. It's exciting. Bring it. Hey, that's why they say it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah. Starting to enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly.
Took a while, but I'm there.
All right, you guys, big controversy with Katy Perry.
Controversy. What'd she do now? Who'd she kill now?
Well, it wasn't a nun this time, but everybody, they're really, really mad at her. I guess, first of all, the former Japanese prime minister, his name is Fumio Kishida. I hope I got that right.
Fumio?
Oh, Fumio.
I like that name.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to have a baby soon, you might want to think about Fumio.
Or at least a dog.
Oh, that's a cute name.
Yeah, Fumio, the dog.
Anyway, so the former Japanese prime minister hosted Justin Trudeau, and he brought Katy Perry, and she was dressed like a whore.
No kidding.
Yes.
They don't go for that over there?
No, well, not when your diplomats are meeting.
No, I guess
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that's not very diplomatic.
Wow.
Yeah. She had on a really, 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 really short miniskirt, like really, and she had it on tights and like thigh-high boots.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so people are saying Katy Perry needs a stylist. That's not very diplomatic, what she wore at a diplomatic engagement, blah, 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 blah. And then others pointed out that old Fumio, he said it was great seeing Justin Trudeau and his partner at this meeting. He didn't even know it was Katy Perry.
He didn't know?
No.
I don't think she's that attractive.
I know you don't.
I don't know what it is about her. Can't really put my finger on it, but there's something. There's something that
something
just
there.
Yeah, just doesn't put it over the top.
What
for
about
me.
You, Carson?
And yeah, kind of meh.
Meh.
Mid.
Meh.
Yeah.
Mid. Meh.
Meh.
All right. Well, anyway. So she's getting pushback on her selection of outfit. You guys, has anybody seen yet the Netflix documentary about Diddy?
No.
Because Carson was starting to watch it, right?
I'm on episode 2.
Oh, you're
it's a slow roll.
That was still where you were last time.
I know.
Yeah, okay, so anyway, here's the thing. I guess in the middle of this documentary on Netflix about Diddy, he refers to Jay-Z as his brother.
No kidding.
Mm.
Yeah, they were a lot, they did a lot of events together.
Let's so we're say, saying
they showed up in a lot of places.
So that's, you know, when you're around shady people.
Have you seen that video where they claim that Jay-Z was filming people with a ring?
With a ring?
With a ring on his finger?
No.
With a camera?
No.
Have you seen this video?
I have not.
Yeah. Diddy and Jay-Z, it's almost like they called a meeting of the brotherhood, okay? Of all their close friends.
Rapper friends?
And right, I mean, these two are just shoulder to shoulder. And you got Jay-Z with his hand up with a drink in it. And you can tell, that it looks like a lens of a camera is his ring.
Really?
And he's filming these people that are there at this event. And they say it's because, you know, he wanted it documented for Diddy. They were working hand in hand.
Really?
Yeah.
I got it.
So therefore, if anybody gets out of line, you know,
he's got the film.
He's got the video to prove what Diddy told them that they need to, you know, adhere to.
Well, as long as we're bringing it up, I am really, really disappointed in Douglas County. Incredibly disappointed in Douglas County. The fact that Mr. Kasich, he was my son's computer teacher.
Yeah.
The fact they only gave him 90 days in jail for being a complete freaking perv.
Back up a minute. Okay. I'm lost.
Okay, so there's a guy down
in Douglas County.
Correct. He was my son's teacher. We trusted him. He even wrote a letter of reference to my son to Stanford. He went to Stanford. Mr. Kasich went to Stanford.
Yeah.
And my son said at one point, you know, it's weird that Mr. Kasich, whatever his name is, has all pictures on Instagram of all the students at our school. He goes, that's something weird. Like, why is he friends with all the girls at our school? Well, then he gets charged. He was in his classroom, right? Yeah. He'd taken down his pants, was watching pornography and doing the deed.
Wow.
In his classroom.
With a bunch of students in there?
No.
Just by himself.
Just by himself.
Okay.
But,
Mom didn't know.
But here's why I bring this up. So he only got 90 days. I'm just sickened by this, by the way. That's
How'd
Douglas County.
You?
Because a teacher walked by and saw him doing that.
Oh.
And then they went into his computer, and I guess there were some underage people on it.
Oh.
And then he was why it all triggered me, is he was taking pictures secretly of the girls in my son's classroom.
Oh.
What a pervert.
What an awful human.
Sarah.
And he only got 90 days in jail.
And he got popped, and he got 90 days
That's
in jail.
All he got.
Wow.
We even went to one of his after.
How does that happen?
When
you get 90 days in jail, you get
things.
More than that for DUI.
I know. And you're a person of trust.
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm just so sick about that. It's like 90
when
days.
When did this happen?
Last year.
No, the 90 days.
Oh, I think like Friday.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Just that reason.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
That is sad.
It is awful.
It's
I'm
horrible.
Just so irritated about that.
People that do stuff like that, man, oh man, you're weird.
You are weird.
Weird
creep. And you know what? Shame on you, because I even met your daughter.
At a school?
And we met his daughter. She's the nicest girl on the planet. She does go to Stanford.
How embarrassing.
Right?
Yeah.
That's your dad?
Your family.
Ugh.
Yeah.
God.
Terrible.
I feel sorry for her. All right, anyway, that was my rant. By the way, this is kind of a fun story. Speaking of Christmas, which I was not, but I am now. A Christmas story. Did you know this? That the kid that played Ralphie on A Christmas Story, after he turned 18, Hugh Hefner invited him every single year to watch A Christmas Story at the Playboy Mansion with all the bunnies?
No.
Isn't that cute?
Well, it's kind of cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
after
I
he
guess.
Turned 18. Well, I think it's kind of fun.
That's awesome.
Right? So that's one of my favorite movies. So after he turned 18 years old, Ralphie got to show up at the ranch. Because remember, he was dressed as a bunny.
Yeah.
Remember, they're like, Ralphie, try it on. Your aunt got you this bunny outfit.
The pink bunny.
I know. Yeah. But by the way, Carson had a bunny.
Had a bunny?
He had a bunny outfit.
Oh, a bunny suit.
Oh, yeah. Multiple years. I'm traumatized by it.
His mom made him wear a bunny outfit.
It was it had the creepiest face on it too.
It can be like clowns. It can be kind of creepy.
Yeah, when you're little, it can really scar you.
Oh,
right?
Terrifying.
I even had to hop around when I did like Easter egg hunts.
Your mom made you hop?
I had to hop around like the Easter bunny in the backyard. Not proud of it.
Oh my God. All right. Well,
that's great.
Thanks for bringing that
up. Yeah, you're welcome. Oh, by the way, on stage, right before we introduced Teddy Swims, Carson lost his ball. Did you see that?
No.
We were on stage and his balls fell off.
Man,
really?
I tried to make it not look, you know, like.
Yeah.
I tried to just,
he had these Christmas balls on his sweater, and they just started rolling all over the stage. And I was afraid Teddy Swims was going to trip and fall.
Imagine that, a cheap sweater.
I know, right?
From China.
That's weird.
Christmas sweater.
I picked it up pretty fast, though.
I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Monday, everybody.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nix, he's going to run it this time at the 5. Nix is in. Touchdown. Marvin Mims calling out blockers inside the 20. Touchdown. How about it?
Harvey up the middle. Harvey takes it in. Touchdown.
Yeah, how about them Broncos?
That was amazing, right?
Whoa, win again.
So
10
happy.
In a row.
So happy. And then you just told me off the air that the Chiefs are out of the playoffs.
Pretty much.
Wow.
They're a wild card, but it looks really dim right now for them. I think they're in a world of trouble. So we're on our way, baby.
I did see that Taylor Swift showed up with Selena Gomez.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. And Leo DiCaprio, too.
Nice.
He was in the box with them, and they were there when Travis Kelce made the big mistake and fumbled that ball, which they intercepted. So he kind of lost the game for
him. Yeah,
or at least was part of it anyway. But the Broncos are on their way, man. But here we go. The big test is coming to town.
What's the big test?
The Green Bay Packers.
Oh, is that next weekend?
Yes.
Oh, I mean,
at Mile High. Now, if you're holding on to tickets to that game, you just hit the lotto, man.
What about the Jaguars? That's the game I'm going to.
Not as big. This is a big test.
Okay.
Because we've played a lot of kind of so-so teams, you know? The Raiders aren't very good. We just beat them yesterday. But with the Green Bay Packers coming to town,
ticket prices, you won't get into the game, they say, for less than $500.
Really?
That's the worst seat in the house. Uh-huh. Highest ticket I've seen on StubHub this morning for the Packer game, $2,800 per ticket.
I know nothing about the Green Bay Packers, where they are in this. I mean, are they above us? Are they below us? Are they equal? What, I mean, what are we looking at?
Well, they're in the NFC. Okay. We're in the AFC. Okay. So right. Yep. They're doing very, very well. Okay. In fact, they took over their division.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They're number one in their division. So it's a big test, okay? So that's coming up next Sunday. But they say those tickets, man, good luck with that one. If you want to get into that game, it's going to cost you out the nose.
Out the wazoo.
All right, big controversy yesterday. Jamie brought this up earlier. I guess all the bettors are very upset with the Raiders coach because he kicked a field goal late in the game, well, 3 seconds left, that covered what they call a spread, which means that if you were betting for the Broncos to win the game by the Vegas rules, you lost.
Here's what it says. Refs threw a flag with just 4 seconds left, and Vegas decided to kick a field goal despite being down by 10.
Mm.
Very shady.
Yes.
Very
the
shady.
Coach must have had money on it. Imagine that. Shenanigans in Vegas.
Exactly. And in sporting.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that. Yeah. Right? Right. Yeah. All right. So this guy named Dave Portnoy. I don't know if
he's
most...
Barstool Sports. I think a lot of people know who
you
he is.
You think people know who he is?
Yeah.
He's obnoxious, I'll tell you that.
He's the guy that has one bite pizza. He takes one bite of a piece of pizza all over the world, country, whatever, and gives it a rating.
Yeah. 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 So that's he's a big he does a big pizza review. And that's how he got his start. And I guess he's made millions off that, right?
Yeah, he has like a yearly pizza party. It's a whole thing.
I mean, this guy goes out and he gambles like $1 million a game.
Well, and sometimes they bring him on ESPN and stuff.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see him on my feed a lot. Not a big fan of his. So yesterday, he had money on the game. He had bet on the Denver Broncos, okay? And he had that point spread thing that too much to explain. But with that kick at the end that the coach for the Raiders did, that kick cost him his bet. Now, that bet could have been $500,000. I have no idea. But then he goes on this tirade. He goes on social media with a video, and he calls for murder of the coach.
Is this crazy, you guys?
They're investigating him, they say.
They should.
They're going after this guy. Listen to this guy. This is Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports.
Investigate the Raiders. What are they doing? Prison for Pete Carroll. The refs, everybody. Prison. I want Pete Carroll murdered.
Isn't that called...
It's a threat.
Well, yeah, but it's even worse. Like, because he's on the internet, right?
I don't know what the charge is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think... I don't know. I know what you're thinking, but I don't know... I can't name it.
Right.
I
got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what a moron. You go on because you lost a bet. I've lost many bets in my life. But I've never wanted somebody murdered.
Well, I know that's a little extreme, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd like for him to maybe trip and break an ankle.
I mean,
but
probably nothing will happen to him because he can say, based on his social media page, that it's tongue-in-cheek and that's what he does. You know, that he was just kidding and that's how he said it.
Yeah.
He didn't really mean it.
Well, they're after this guy.
I'm sure nothing will happen
to
him.
Yeah, people are upset with this guy because he lost his bet. Well, big deal. It happens. And I don't think the game was rigged, though. I don't think that...
Oh, I think that's fishy.
I think the coach for the Raiders might have had a few bucks on it.
I think it's very suspect.
It's very odd.
Yeah, very odd.
Someone had something in the game.
But how would you know it was going to come down to that with your money?
It was somebody knew what the stats were, right, for gambling? Yeah, and kicked it only? Come on. That's shady.
I'm glad he lost.
Shady.
I'm glad he lost. Our Broncos are looking good.
They are looking good.
We are looking good. Jamie called it at the beginning of the year. She said Super Bowl. I said she was nuts.
I said playoffs and Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And apparently I even told you guys to mark it when I said it in August.
Mm.
Nobody marked it.
No.
So we can't replay it.
Nah. Well, we didn't take you, very seriously.
I mean,
you know, it's like, mark it, yeah, right, sure. Yeah, Super Bowl, sure.
All right,
you know. But now we're looking at it like, wow, look at us.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Man, if they beat the Green Bay Packers, it's for real.
Yeah, we're the real deal if we can do that.
This is a real test this coming weekend.
I mean, what a perfect day. The Broncos at the Super Bowl and Bad Bunny on the stage.
Yeah. Oh.
Bad Bunny and the Broncos.
Let's go.
Marty, look at us. Hope everybody had a great time at Alice in Winterland. That was a blast.
It was.
Man. We met so many people because our VIP section was right there, and we didn't stay in it. We're out there mingling, man, and met so many people that listened to our show. You guys were great. The show was great.
I'd like to do a couple of critiques, if I may.
All right.
All right, first of all, I don't know how far you guys had to walk, but I walked like, I don't know, 10 miles to get to the venue because it was gridlocked because of the Parade of Lights. And the way it was set up, you just couldn't get to Belco with Parade of Lights going on. And there were thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. And so trying to walk in between all these people for 10 miles started to get on my nerves.
Yeah.
Started to get on my nerves. I was like, can we just move out of the way?
I'm with you. Oh. It took me 2 hours from my house to get to the venue. 2 hours. Traffic, unbelievable.
And so let me just say this in our defense, and I know everybody experienced the same thing, but we booked Teddy Swims on that date first, right? Like, that's what we got. And nobody even, I think Parade of Lights came in after that and booked on top of that. I mean, nobody thought of each other, right?
Nobody thought of each other.
Yeah.
I don't know who booked first.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I just didn't expect what happened.
It was crazy.
There were so many things going on that night.
And they say the Parade of Lights had more people this year than they've ever had.
I believe it. Because it was real. I've been to the Parade of Lights and it's been so cold that your fingers hurt. So it was a perfect night for it.
It was a great night for it. Great night for a concert. Hope everybody had a great time.
And then the other critique. Okay. There was this guy I met. I don't know what his name was. Like Fred, Floyd, Gus. I don't know what his name was. But anyway, I met him.
Yeah.
And I was like, how was the concert? And he goes, oh my God, all three acts were amazing. He goes, I don't get it though, the Alice in Winterland part. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, there were zero decorations for Christmas. I go, wait, what? He's a grown man and he's like critiquing them. He goes, there was no Christmas stuff at all.
He was disappointed.
He was really, he's like, I just thought it was going to be more festive. I was like, I didn't even notice. I didn't think either way about it. Did you? Me either.
He
was very upset about there.
I had my Christmas sweater on.
You sure did.
Yeah. So I tried.
I know.
That's all I could do. I couldn't make it snow. Is that what you wanted?
I don't know what he wanted.
Sorry, you were so disappointed.
No, there was just no Christmas.
Teddy Swims was unbelievable.
He was good.
That guy is incredible.
I didn't know how he was going to do because he just came off of a tour. So I was like, he's got to be exhausted, but he gave it his all. Yeah.
I didn't get to see the first two because we were quite busy.
Yeah.
But I did sneak in there for Teddy Swims, and man, that guy, he just controls the stage on his own.
Yeah.
He doesn't need anybody. Mm-hmm. He is just solid.
It was really good.
What a great show. Hope you had a great time. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, there's Taylor. She's heartbroken this morning. Her boyfriend got his butt kicked.
Yeah,
he lost the game
sad.
For the Chiefs.
So now what happens? All right. So
what do you mean?
Now, you know, the whole, like, after they're going to, they're probably not going to make the playoffs, right?
Probably not, yes.
So what happens? You have two people now that are off tours, basically, and now they're just spinning. I mean, they've been flying, jet setting, flying, like, concerts, football games. Now you're just sitting there together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to go downhill from here.
I'm worried. I'm worried about this.
Yeah, she's up there in the booth last night. You could see the sadness on her face. She's sitting there with Selena Gomez, and she's sad. And then Leo DiCaprio, he's sad.
Everybody's
they're all sad.
Everybody's sad.
Because her boyfriend lost the game for her. You know? I mean, you couldn't have painted a worse picture.
He tried to catch it. It was in his hands, and they kind of, whoa, and they gave it to the other guy.
Some say that he fumbled that on behalf of love.
What?
Here's what they're saying.
Who has said this?
Well, I'll just say that it's floating out there, okay?
Okay.
I can't name who actually started the rumor.
I'm all over the internet.
But let me throw
I have not seen that some have said he threw the ball because of love.
He fumbled that ball to the other team. Because of love.
Wow. All
because
right.
of love.
Okay.
Because if they go into the playoffs, the Chiefs, that is, and they go on to the Super Bowl, it takes away from the engagement. Okay. The spotlight becomes more on football than his love for Taylor Swift. So he fumbled
this
the game
probably
away.
This is the dumbest thing you've ever come up with in your life.
I didn't come up with this.
Oh, okay. I'm just people.
It was resourced. I'm relaying.
People. Yeah.
Well, I'm the internet. Yes. I'm relaying the internet to you that he fumbled that ball to the other team
because of love.
To save his love.
Uh-huh.
Because now that they're going to be out of the playoffs, season's going to be over in a few weeks, he can concentrate on the marriage, getting with her. Having babies.
I'm going to say this. When you have Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift in the box, you do not want to fumble. That is the last thing you want to do. You've just disappointed not only your fiance, disappointed, but then also her best friend gets to go, ha ha, your boyfriend's good.
Selena, Leo on this side, love over here. Love still outweighs all that. Take it from a guy that knows love. I know love.
I'm trying to follow this and be supportive because I'm your partner, but huh?
Well, it gives him time to concentrate on his woman.
Yeah, okay. I feel like a song is needed.
No.
Hey, wait. I want to tell everybody this one thing because you brought up Alice in Winterland, which was great. Yeah. And I do want to acknowledge to you people, we heard about neon trees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about them?
Well, I guess they got real mad that people weren't standing up and singing their songs.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they got really mad at the audience because they weren't standing and singing.
I wasn't inside the theater at that point.
And then they started flipping off the audience.
Yeah.
They flipped them off?
Yeah, and keep in mind, there's a 7-year-old in the audience, and he's flipping them off, and he's telling everybody that they suck.
No kidding.
Yes.
He went nuts on
them? Yes, he had a little temp.
Bree said it was a spectacle.
Right?
Like, she was like, I was astonished. I was a little sad. I was a little happy about it. It was just a train wreck.
Yeah, because it was it was such a disaster that it was awesome.
Yeah.
That's how it's being described.
Uh-huh.
It was such a complete train wreck. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Because people are standing there going, are you really flipping me off? I bought a ticket to see you.
I will say this, not to defend Neon Trees or anything. I don't like the sit-down venue.
Yeah,
for
a
concert.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that probably is the last one we do there. Because Belco's a great place, don't get me wrong. It's just that when you have a party like this and you've got hype bands that are out there, and we're talking, energy, the sit down thing, it kind of works against it in a way, doesn't it?
But nobody needed to be flipped off and told they suck.
It's a little aggressive.
Look, you're the Neon Trees. You haven't had a hit in years.
Right.
You're angry.
Sit down.
You got to get up and dance to our classics. It pisses them off. I didn't realize all that happened.
Yeah, it was a debacle. But I guess it was again, nobody was mad about it because everybody was just mouth open, like, is this happening?
Like, is this real life?
Part of the act?
Yeah, they couldn't figure it out.
The only thing that was missing inside the theater, I thought, the video monitors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would have added too. Yeah. Put some big old monitors up there so you could really see the artists.
But for the most part, it was just great. It was a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the Neon Trees really brought it.
Yeah.
I mean, at least we're talking about them because we never would have, because like you said, they haven't had a hit in years.
But if you'd had the monitors, you would have seen his middle finger better.
Up close and personal.
Yeah, you would have gotten it a lot better, The whole impact would have been better of him being pissed off. You got to maximize this stuff.
Crazy.
We'll get to tabloid trash next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The weather this week is unbelievable. 50 for a high today, 60s for most of the week.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
All righty. What are you gonna get for the white elephant gift? We have an office party coming up, y'all.
Yeah.
And we have to do white elephant gifts, and I don't know. You always kinda wanna do something real clever.
Yeah.
You got anything?
I'm gonna say, and you guys don't try to steal it, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna give them a BJ and Jamie bag, a tote bag.
That's actually pretty funny.
It's hilarious.
A tote bag. That's my gift.
Nice.
Yeah.
You won't believe what I did last night.
What's that? What'd you do?
This is insane.
Can we talk about it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can talk about it.
Is it kid friendly?
Yeah, sure is.
Oh, man.
So, I was with Danielle and her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she has three great kids, right?
Yeah.
And we took dance lessons off of YouTube.
Nice.
You're kidding.
No.
What dance were you doing?
We were learning some Indian dances because I guess there's a lot of kids that have just moved here. And
from
so,
India?
Uh-huh, from India. And so we wanted to, like, you know, feel closer to them and be like, hey, we welcome you.
No kidding.
Arms. And so, yeah, look at this. Look at that.
Well, it's the first night, so I don't expect a lot. I mean, you're just starting. I don't think it's...
Look at how you turn your hand. So you have to put your palms to the ceiling, like this.
Yeah. It's kind of like an Egyptian thing.
Kind of. Yeah. There's a little, like, look at this. Oh.
Again, it's early. It's early.
Yeah, so when you're like, hey, what'd you do after the game? We all watch the game and everything. Hmm. What'd you do after the game? Oh, you know, went on YouTube, learned how to...
Learned how to do Indian dances.
Yeah, Indian dances. So, yeah, it was an interesting night.
I didn't realize that many people were here.
Yeah, I guess so.
Got to blend in.
All right. Did you guys hear about Cher?
What about Cher?
Cher is 79 years old, and she has been dating a guy that is 39 years old. And she says she wants to get married to him before she turns 80.
No kidding.
Yep. Or honor 80.
Now, well, how does he feel about that? Let's check in with him.
Yeah, okay,
have we heard from that dude yet?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, he's 40, what, 29? 39?
He's
39. She's 79?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's check with him.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
See what he's got to say about this.
I mean, she's worth $360 million, so I'm pretty sure he's okay with it.
There's a rumor floating that she said there would be no prenup.
What?
Yeah. That's what it says.
Well, it's because, is it Chaz, her son?
Daughter?
Son.
Or daughter, I don't know.
Son.
That is a son now?
Let's just go with son. Huh. Just stick with it. Help me. Work with me. It's Christmas.
Her son, Chaz.
Yes.
What about him?
He's a mess. I guess.
What do you mean he's a mess?
I guess he's a train wreck. A complete train wreck. So, I mean, maybe she said she doesn't want a prenup because she has nobody to give it to. He is a train wreck. She got a power of attorney over him.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's a mess.
I didn't realize they had that falling out.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that there were some issues there.
Yeah. So maybe this 39-year-old, maybe because, you know, that happens sometimes. Like, you know, you have kids and everything. You think they're going to be around for you, and then they stick you in a home. Next thing you know, you're like,
yeah, what do you do with it? I mean, you got $350 million. Okay, let's say you don't have any kids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you really have nobody to give it to. What do? You give it to, like, a university or, you know,
foundation.
Charities or what
you
do
make
you
a
do?
Wing. The share wing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems like a waste in a way.
Children's Hospital will have the share wing.
Yeah. I guess so.
Anyway, yeah, he's 39. He's got to be like, man, I hope she kicks the bucket.
Yeah, I'd marry her. Even though she's 79.
Right? Yeah, it's like, I hope she does. All right. The other thing I wanted to tell you guys, I know a lot of us are all watching Christmas movies right now. My sister told me, and I can't find it, but I will find it. But, you know, Christmas Vacation is my favorite number one movie.
Yep.
A Christmas Story is number two, right? That's how it goes. But A Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase, apparently there are Easter eggs in it. Like, somebody developed this page, and you have to find all these. Did you know that the squirrel that, you know, ruined all of Christmas?
Yeah.
Did you know he's not trained?
What do you mean?
It's not a trained squirrel. It's not a movie squirrel.
Just accidentally got in the movie or
just
what?
They just grabbed a squirrel and threw him in the movie.
No.
He's not a Hollywood squirrel.
No.
He's not a Hollywood squirrel.
You don't go out and just get a squirrel and throw him in there.
They did.
I tried to catch a squirrel in my backyard. He bit my finger off. They're mean little rascals.
They are mean. Yeah. But
they
are. It's not a Hollywood squirrel. Did you know that?
I don't know if I buy that.
That's a trained squirrel.
Yeah, that's a trained
squirrel. No, you can't train
he's
a squirrel.
Too good.
You can't train a squirrel. I looked at my sister when she told, let me tell you this, you guys, I'm going to be honest. We're watching our favorite movie. Like, we grew up with this movie. So it's, you know, sisters. It's our, like, childhood memories. And she goes, did you know that that is not a trained squirrel? And I did the slow look at her.
The slow turn.
A wild squirrel in the movie.
Yeah, they just threw it in that movie.
Yeah.
The more you know. Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
Yep. So tell your friends about that. Yeah, and I guess somebody put together a page where you can just find different weird things in that movie. All right, let's see here. Speaking of Easter eggs, an expert breaks down the Easter eggs in the wedding date that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce chose. They chose Saturday, June 13th, 2026, and this is what this expert is saying.
Taylor and Travis have told the world when they're going to tie the knot, and it is the most Taylor Swiftiest Swifty date ever. June 13th, 2026. Even casual fans know that 13 is Taylor's lucky number, so duh, of course she's getting married on the 13th day of the month. Now, the real Swifties know that there are always more layers to Miss Swift's Easter eggs. When you write out the date, 6, 13, 26, and you add it all up, the individual numbers get to 18. Add the 1 and the 8 and you get 9. In numerology, 9 represents the end of a cycle and the beginning of a new one. Do you see what she's doing here?
No.
Wait, what?
I don't see what she's doing here.
Anytime somebody starts doing math, I tune out.
Yeah, that whole numerology thing. And there might be something to it. I just can't keep up
with it. That was just a lot.
It's a lot.
Like, it's Monday morning. It's early. It's like, what? The other New York Post video is that it's rumored that Taylor Swift cut a massive check to a bride who had already reserved the Rhode Island venue that she wanted, the Ocean View House. So so she cut her a check to go away and find somewhere else. That's a rumor. Here it is, number two.
Miss Swift cut a hefty check in order to snag another bride's wedding date at a posh Rhode Island venue called Ocean House. It's in the same town as her mansion, Watch Hill, and honestly, it is stunning. And you may scoff at that move, but there are no losers in this equation. Taylor and Travis obviously get their dream wedding on their dream date at their dream venue, and some anonymous bride not only has one hell of a story to tell, but she can probably now afford an even nicer wedding, a house, two college tuitions, God only knows what else with her Swiftie riches.
I'm so glad we're not going to see her in her press box during the playoffs.
Wow.
It is going to be nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm very, very happy.
I just wanted to talk about how annoying that woman was.
Yeah. I heard that this place where they booked the wedding and everything.
The Ocean View House?
Yeah, that they will not switch the dates. That they will not cancel the other person, no matter if she does write her a check. That it was in their policy. But
come
you got to figure. Come on.
Who'd you hear that one from? Who'd you hear that one from? People? Yeah,
It was an article this weekend.
Was it
weekend.
People again?
No, I don't know.
Not People Magazine. I mean, just your people on the internet?
I don't know. It's on the internet,
because
of course.
Because you said that Travis Kelce dropped the ball last night because of love.
Yeah,
because
he did.
People on the internet told you.
Well, that was obvious.
Oh my God.
When you watch the game, I mean, he could have caught that, but
right?
Love got in the way.
It did get in the way. Martha Stewart says she doesn't want to be buried in a coffin. She doesn't want to be cremated. Here's how she wants to be buried. Number three.
Do you want to be buried or cremated?
I'm going to be composted.
Now, what does that mean?
When one of my horses dies, we dig a giant hole really deep in one of my fields. We have a pet cemetery. And the horse is wrapped in a clean white linen sheet and very carefully dropped down into this giant, lovely grave. I want to go there.
Are you allowed to do that? Like, is that legal to wrap you in a white sheet and just bury you in your backyard?
It's not going to hurt anybody. It's my property.
Yeah, bury her.
Can you do that?
I don't know.
Huh.
I would say the laws are different.
In each state?
In various states. And
so she doesn't want to be embalmed.
I guess.
That'd be creepy.
Kind of weird.
I mean, she's gone. It doesn't matter. However she wants to be buried is fine, right?
It's her property.
It is her property, and she made that quite clear,
darn
didn't
it.
She? She made it quite clear. All right, there's some other crap. All right, there you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app
that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
There he is, Teddy Swims. We saw him Saturday night down at the Belco Theater. What a show that was. Alice, what's her name? Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. Have you seen this prediction from The Simpsons?
No.
This ice storm that's coming in January.
No.
You know how The Simpsons have predicted all the stuff they claim? Now, I don't know.
Some of them have been really weird.
Are they real?
Yeah, they are.
They're so impressive that sometimes I think the event happens, then they create The Simpsons after that.
No, they can actually pull the year that they set it and then compare it.
I've watched a lot of Simpsons, and I've never literally watched an episode and then later on say, wow, they predicted that. But it does happen, I guess.
Right.
It does happen, okay, because they do pull it, as Jamie said. Well, they have a series out there right now of The Simpsons. And there's an ice storm coming in January that's going to paralyze America.
Oh, paralyze? Whoa.
They say if this one hits.
Is this really like I don't see some of these I don't love because, you know, sometimes New York and all those places get literally paralyzed in ice.
Well, yeah, but this has specific days.
Oh, okay.
This says exactly when.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's like January 16th through the 20th. That it's going to be, all right, listen to the audio. And then they're saying, if this happens, there's something weird going on with The Simpsons.
Storm is coming January 19th to January 25th, 2026. A deadly snowstorm will strike the United States. 7 days of ice, 7 nights of silence. It begins with dark clouds stretching across the sky like a warning no one can ignore. Then comes the snow. Not ordinary snow, but giant flakes, heavy and sharp, falling faster and faster until entire cities vanish beneath white. Phones stop working, batteries die in the freezing air, and people who step outside feel the cold burn their skin like fire. Even the news anchors, the ones who are supposed to stay calm, stare into the camera with wide eyes and shaking voice.
That's Dave Frazier.
He's going to stare at the camera with wide eyes and a shaking voice?
Because he can't believe what's happening outside.
Water pipes burst, internet lines snap, and skyscrapers freeze over, transforming into icy towers that pierce the sky. The world feels abandoned, silent, frozen, and they say only those who are warned can prepare.
January 19th, according to The Simpsons, an episode on The Simpsons, January 19th, 2026, you're going to have 7 days of pure hell.
Huh. Hey, you know what I know where we're going to get tonight? I think, don't quote me, I think Northern Lights tonight.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I need to be, I don't know.
I haven't heard that.
I think I know
we just had a supermoon.
I think we might get Northern Lights. I think there's a thing. I think I saw it, but I might not have. I don't know. Is it AI? I don't know.
Yeah. I'm kind of getting used to the Northern Lights thing.
I know, right?
You know, it was a phenomenon there for a while, but now it's just like, okay, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
There are indications for a major display tonight, December 8th.
See?
For Colorado?
Yes. Yep. Major,
really?
Major display.
Bring it on.
And by the way, for all of you that said I couldn't see him or whatever, you have to look at it through your phone. Nobody tells you that.
Yeah, you can't see it. It's hard to see with your naked eye.
Yeah, and nobody told me that. And so I'm walking around and my girlfriend's like, you can see it. I'm like, I can't see anything. What are you talking about? And she's like, oh my God, Jamie, turn on your phone, put it on photo, you can take a picture. I was like, whoa, there it is.
It's crazy.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
How your phone can see it, but your eye can't.
Because we were like, when it first happened, everyone was talking about it on social media. I was like, I go outside, I was like, no way. I can't see anything. And then I held up my phone. I was like, wow, there it is.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I guess tonight.
All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. On that Odyssey app. Woo, what an app.
Yeah,
put it on your phone. You can hear us there live. You can also get the podcast. That goes up later on today. It is Monday, December 8th. We are only 17 days from Christmas.
This is exciting. This is when it gets good, you guys.
We can do a correction on the Northern Lights. There's no Northern Lights tonight.
It's tomorrow, I guess. Is that what you said?
Tomorrow night. And it's not Colorado.
It's not Colorado.
It's way up north. You got to travel to like South Dakota, Northern South Dakota.
So I don't know where Carson came up with his, because it says what he pulled up. It says there are no strong indications.
There's none, Carson. There's,
yeah.
None.
Well, I just saw that it said strong. I was like, oh, yeah.
But the word no changes that.
Yeah, no.
No strong. Did you go out last night?
No, I just got excited.
No.
When did the Avalanche play?
They played yesterday at 11 a.m. It was 11 a.m.
That's our problem. That's our problem.
What a day for you.
He couldn't see the word no because his eyes are still like the little.
It says no. No Northern Lights.
Right? Okay.
Hey, by the way, I saw where AMC Theaters is playing Christmas movies. Classics in their theaters this month.
Oh, that's
okay?
Cool.
Yeah. So let me give you just a quick schedule in case you want to go see it on the big screen, all right? On Thursdays at selected AMC theaters, you can get in there, and it's a pretty cheap price from what I understand, and you can get in on Thursdays and see National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's my favorite one. We were just talking about, look for the Untrained Squirrel.
Okay. The untrained squirrel. Oh, that's right.
He's not a movie squirrel. He's an untrained squirrel.
That's on Thursdays. I think this would be a great time. All right, Fridays, they show The Grinch.
Nice.
All right, and then on Saturdays, it's Elf. And then Sundays, Polar Express.
And how much is it, did you say?
It doesn't say in this article. Okay. They just said for a discounted price. So I don't know what that means. I don't know. I'll tell you this. We went to the Belco. Not to the Belco, I'm sorry. To the Buell Theater yesterday.
Starts with a B.
To see The Grinch Stole Christmas.
Which you highly recommended.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Great show. The Grinch is superb. Yesterday might have been the last show. I don't know. I thought it was.
Was it?
Yeah. It's over. It was.
I think
December,
it's over now.
December 3rd through the 7th.
So yeah, I think it's over. I think it's over. I think yesterday was the last one. It was packed. But my point being that the refreshments. My God, people, what's going on out there?
I don't know what you're saying.
They had these little containers of popcorn. No, if you're going to do popcorn, have the machine popping, have the smell in the theater, okay? That's the way you do it.
What'd they have?
They had them in these little self-contained little containers, these little plastic containers, and you can get your selection of either cheese, caramel. Now, obviously, you got a bigger selection because it's all pre-made from weeks ago, I guess. But I went up and got two small containers.
A pre-packaged popcorn.
Pre-packaged popcorn.
Okay.
A little package of Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
Because Frog loves Reese's Pieces with his popcorn, okay? So I got that so he could mix that in. And a soda and a water. It was $39.
Oh, my God.
$39.
Wow.
For two popcorns. And folks.
Wait, was it two popcorns or what? Two popcorns.
It was two popcorns.
And a candy.
A candy and two drinks.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Well, they don't charge you.
Five items.
Get bottled water? Is that what?
Bottled water,
yeah.
Got it.
A bottled soda,
yeah,
okay,
uh-huh.
And then and the popcorns, Jamie. Two handfuls.
He's so thrown off by it, he can't even get the words out.
I looked at the lady. I swear, I looked at her and I said $38. She said, "Yeah, it'd be $38." I said, "For this?" I did.
Yeah,
I'm like, "For this?" And she said, yeah, it's 30. Well, at that point, you got to pay and go, right?
Right, yeah.
But I'm shocked. I'm walking back to my seat. cussing. I'm like the Grinch myself.
I can't believe I paid this for popcorn. Popcorn doesn't cost any kind of money.
It was $39.
Wow, that's expensive. That is really outrageous.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's why people sneak stuff in, right?
Yeah,
I can't.
I mean, Lord, that's outrageous.
I'm sneaking in next time. I'm going to sneak food in.
I'm really proud of you, though, BJ.
Why?
Shoot, this weekend, look at you, a mover and a shaker.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you went to Alice in Winterland. Everybody loved you. I had some friends that hung out with you that have never really met you. And they're like, BJ is super fun.
Yeah, well, most of the world knows that. just some of your friends don't.
They did not know that.
But the world mostly knows that.
And they're like, he was so super fun and he's really funny. And I was like, BJ? Yeah. And they're like, yeah, he's super funny and fun to be around. I was like, and I said it again, BJ?
Yeah, I had my game on. It was showtime, man.
It was.
Party pants. Showtime.
So that was Alice in Winterland. And then, I mean, you did back-to-back activities.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to the Grinch, though.
Why?
I tried to get out of
it. What?
Huh?
What?
Well, I was so tired from the night before. I tried to, but we'd already ordered tickets, and so I was kind of on the hook for it. But once I got there, it was a good show, really good show.
So I will tell you, I had probably one of the biggest disappointments in a hotel in my life ever.
This weekend?
Yes, this weekend. So we stayed at that one that's supposed to look like a big aspen tree.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is that thing called?
I don't know.
It, you know, it has all those weird...
Yeah, I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, that loop-de-loop, like, windows, right?
Yeah.
So we decided...
Don't they have, like, vines and stuff or
well, like
stuff?
Like, when you get in the elevator, there's birds that chirp.
Yeah,
and then like,
Like, okay.
all their curtains are made out of, like, burlap sacks.
Yeah.
It's the populace.
The populace. Yeah. So we decided to stay down there. You know, we're going to Alice in Winterland, and we're going to stay down there, right? And so I'm like, oh, let's try... Dummy Jamie, let's try the populace. It'll be awesome, because I've never been there, and it's supposed to look like an aspen tree, and it's supposed to be all super... Dude, it was like being in an MRI machine.
Why?
It was literally 300 square feet. The
room?
The room. The room. The sink. So there's no sink in the bathroom. The sink is right by your bed in the room.
Wow.
Why?
I don't know.
What's the purpose of that?
I don't know, but you know,
is that a new like decor thing, a trend?
I think it's just to save space.
I think
it's
bougie,
I think it's to save space because it's so tiny. They think we're in New York. It reminded me of a New York hotel because it's so small, and then they put the sink in the living room, or that, there's not even a living room, right by the bed. So, and you know how uncomfortable that, like when you just started dating somebody, you don't want to really brush your teeth in front of them yet.
No,
you don't want to brush your teeth.
Well, you don't want to do it there in an open room like
exactly.
that.
Exactly,
you
want
to go to the bathroom
weird.
To do it. Exactly. I've never seen a bathroom without a sink.
It's weird. It is weird. And like, if you're setting to go pee, your feet touch the shower. It's that tight.
Oh,
no kidding.
Oh my God, it was just.
I thought this was a swanky place.
I did too. It is not.
No, I mean, I thought it was like really upscale.
Oh my God, it's I don't. Nobody should have the. It was. Just, I'm going to be honest with you. We're in that new phase, right?
Yeah.
And like, let's say I had a zit. I don't want. That's the only mirror is the one that's right by your bed.
So the mirror and everything's out.
Right in the out.
That's
open.
Bizarre.
So let's say I had a little zit right here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's Niall right over there in bed, right? And he's, let's say he's watching a ESPN.
Yeah.
And when he sees me over it, because he could see, he has visual of the mirror. Like
that. Not a good look.
No, not a good look. And then I'm brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
That's not hot.
Yeah, no. If you're first time daters, don't go there.
Yeah.
You're better off at a Motel 6.
All right.
Jamie just gave you a warning right there. You don't do all that crap right there in front of somebody.
I gave you a heads up. Yeah,
now, if that were Lisa and I, we'd be fine with it. Okay.
Yeah,
been around a long time.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't care.
No.
You guys probably poop at the door open.
Oh.
We didn't even have a door.
Oh.
Took that off years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Took it off. Used it for firewood.
What?
Out in the old pit.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
That
Jason Mraz, he's a very talented dude.
That is the weirdest conversation I've ever heard in my life.
What do you mean?
Your wife just called, and you go, we have 15 seconds left. What do you need? And I guess she'd said, I could kind of hear her, hi, babe. I just called to say hi. Hi! I gotta go!
I'm focused.
I'm like, dude, that was so rude.
Got a job.
And you're like, well, I had 12. Well, you could be like, oh, hi, babe. Oh, I'm so sorry. I got, you know, we have 12 seconds, so I got to go. But I love you. Something like that. Something like that.
BJ's locked in.
It literally went focused. Like this. Well, hi, got to go.
Yeah, got to go. Got a job.
Hey, did you see, that reminds me of something I'd like to tell you about right now.
That?
Did you see that a lot of women are quietly quitting their marriage?
Shocker.
All right, let me read this to you, okay? It says that many women are quietly quitting their marriage, and their husbands have no idea that they're quietly quitting. They're going to stay in it. You know, they're in it to win it, right?
Oh, the husband knows.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's some of the things. Let me ask if you've seen any of these, okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Carson, you can play too.
Okay.
Okay, let's see if you guys have seen any of these things. If you've seen any of these things, that means your wife is out of here. Okay?
Okay.
Ready? All right. All right. You wouldn't know this one because it's about just thinking about wishing for freedom.
Oh my God.
I think that would apply to about everybody,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty generic. That,
right? Okay, let's see here. Minimal effort, doing just enough to maintain the appearance of a marriage, but no extra investment. Like you, actually. I think you're quite quitting. Why? I gotta go. When instead of going, oh, I love you, thanks for calling.
How long is this going to go on? Right, how much more is there to listen to
one,
here? This
two,
is not
three,
pleasant.
There's four more.
Okay,
all right, four more. All right. Okay, I'll just go on. I won't.
All right.
I won't.
All right, so the first one is me. You're saying
no. Well, yeah, because you should have said. You should have said like, "I love you, woman," like that.
Only had 10 seconds.
Well, hi.
You can't really emphasize love in 10 seconds.
Well, I guess okay. I'll give you that one. Then.
Yeah.
All right. The emotional distance, shutting down, closing off, and stopping openness or vulnerability.
Check.
What about you?
No, I think we're good.
You don't know. I don't think Carson ever knows where he is in that marriage. Do you? Yeah. All right. Let's hear. Conversations are all about kids and bills, and that's it.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
We talk pottery every now and then.
All right. Well, that's good. That means she's sharing her life.
Right.
Okay,
right. We talk pottery. She'll bring home like a saucer.
Yeah, that's good.
We'll have saucer talk.
That is.
Saucer dog.
But that's good. That means she's sharing with you what she's doing.
Yeah.
Right. That's good. Okay.
Right.
That's good.
And I let her know when my feet are hurting or something.
Well, you complain a lot.
Like the weather changes, my knees start hurting.
Your hands are swollen.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So there's things like that.
Avoiding intimacy, making excuses to avoid all physical contact.
Check.
Carson?
No.
Oh, he's such a liar. I mean,
what?
Okay. let's see here. It says living like roommates, sharing a home but living separate lives.
Check. No.
All right, that was the last one.
There's got to be more.
No, that's it.
Please.
Can you make? You got one.
Oh, I need two.
You got one though.
She's listening. I need two.
One out of six
I
is
need
good.
Two.
One out of, you're fine.
How about shared bank accounts?
That's not on the list.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, I got to mention this real quick here. The Lotto Powerball tonight. Huge. Nobody won over the weekend.
Oh, they didn't? Mm-mm. What is it?
$875 million. Okay, now get this.
Okay.
Now keep in mind, when it gets this high, you can still win a million or two. They had seven tickets, I think it was, $1 million. And then they had two tickets that were $2 million because of the multiplier.
So when is the next drawing?
Tonight.
Oh, it is tonight.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
No.
Oh.
I didn't say it. No.
I missed that.
I was getting there.
Oh, okay.
But
$875 million.
That's why I brought it up.
Gotcha.
Is because the drawing is tonight. And the thing is the numbers, and Jamie, you know when it comes to numbers, there's certain numbers that look like they're great numbers to win on, and then others are turds.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Now, to me, the ideal Powerball number is seven.
And
would you agree with that?
Was that it?
No.
Oh.
Oh, yes, it was the one on Saturday. Yes. But wouldn't you say that would be
that's
the one?
Lucky seven. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Lucky seven. Yeah. It was seven on Saturday and nobody won.
Whoa, that is crazy.
Pretty wacky,
that
huh?
That is so wacky.
13, 14, 26, 28, 44, red ball, seven.
I would have not picked any of those.
I feel like I'd pick them all.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. You know, we were talking about this. You know how everybody does this, and I know we've done it a million times on here. What would you do if you won $875 million? And you said this, and then I realized I stole what you said.
Yeah.
You just leave everything that's in your house right now and start all over.
I think I would.
I think I would, too. I said that. I was like, I think I would leave my house that I live in right now. I'd make it into a closet.
I would get my dream home.
Right?
Dream furnishings.
Just start all over. Everything new.
And I think I'd go back and forth. Because remember, you're worth $400 million.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
I'd go back and forth. My old life and my new life. You know, leave the old truck parked at the old house, buy a new vehicle, put in the driveway of the new house, and go back and forth just to get a reality check every
now and then. Well, and the thing is, you could leave all your clutter in your old house, right? All your clutter, all your, like, you know, all the memories, all the photo books, all the crap, and just leave that there, and then the new house doesn't have anything in it, it's just pure beauty.
There would be selected things that I might take. I'd be like Steve Martin in The Jerk. I'd be walking around the house going,
I'll take that.
I'll take this.
But don't you think,
and
then we talked about this too. Like, that's what we said. Like, no clutter. You just keep your new pristine house pristine and you go and you know, look at your like memories over in that house. Don't you think slowly your clutter and all your crap will start to go to your pristine house?
No, you're right. But I'd start with a pristine house, brand new furnishings, all the appliances, the TVs and everything. Then I'd slowly bring, you know, maybe a few of my little gadgets over.
And just slowly.
And then I'd maybe the wife next and the kid, okay?
Right, just slowly.
Slowly. Everything slowly. We start with just, you know, a new place, new everything, and me, okay? And then everything else comes slowly. And the wife and kid might even be a month or two down the road before I bring them over, you know?
I think they'd actually be okay with that. To be honest with
you. No, you know what would happen?
What?
She'd be at the new place with the kid.
Yeah,
I'd be stuck in the old place with
all the junk. Yeah. Oh, well. Welcome to marriage.
I got a new attitude about this lottery.
Okay.
Here's my new attitude. I'm not going to shoot for the jackpot anymore when it comes to these big ones, okay?
Wait, then why are you playing?
I'm going for the 1 million.
Wait, why are you playing?
No. I figure I'll let the jackpot come by surprise.
You're so weird.
I'm buying my tickets, shooting for that 1 million and 2 million multiplier. So you hit five numbers in the Powerball, you win $1 million,
right?
Yeah. And if it's a multiplier, you get more. So I'm going to shoot for that. And then if the jackpot happens, it happens.
Did anybody ever tell you you're just freaking weird?
No, never. 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 Big jackpot tonight. Powerball. $875 million, man. Get your tickets. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on that Odyssey app. That app, man, oh man, go get it. Go get it. Put it on your phone. We are there live all over the country, and we're there with a podcast, too, later on after the show. I meant to throw this in there with that lottery talk, with the money and all that.
Yeah.
The old man. Remember the old man, 88 years old, lost his pension, lost his wife. All of his money is gone, having to work 80 hours a week, and that guy stumbled upon him and started a GoFundMe for him. The guy got his money over the weekend.
How much did
he get? See it?
No, I did not see it. How much did he get?
Let me play it for you. Hang on one second. I got it right here. Okay. All right, listen.
Everyone supporting the room, I want to reveal that this is one of the largest individual fundraisers in GoFundMe history. You will be able to retire because we've raised you $1.77 million.
Thank you.
I know it's unbelievable, and I can't believe it.
It's right.
Oh, my God.
It feels fake, I know, but it's completely real.
Oh, my God. I wish my wife were here.
Thank you, everybody.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's so sweet. See, there is good in the world.
$1.8 million raised for this guy so he can retire.
Because where was he working? Like Walmart or something?
What was it, Carson? Was it Walmart or something?
I think it was somewhere like that. But yeah, he was working 5 days a week.
Yeah, and he was a veteran too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the things. $1.77 million.
Had worked in the car industry. Worked for like GM or Ford or somebody. And they went bankrupt. And he lost his pension and lost everything. And then his wife got sick. All of his savings, everything gone. Went back to work. Now he's got $1.8 million. That's pretty cool, huh?
You know what?
I know.
I love Christmas.
I know.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I just went to tell Billy that I gave him your horseradish.
I got it.
Yeah, he got it.
I got it. Can't wait to use it. You know what I've been looking up?
What?
Things to use horseradish on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can use it on about anything.
You can.
Do you know that?
I mean, it's just a little pork,
beef,
zest for life.
Roast beef.
Yep. And it's handmade, homemade. All right, let's get to some stuff. Kind of crazy. First of all, the Broncos. How about those Broncos? I hiccuped in the middle of that. Yes.
Man, the Broncos, we've won 10 in a row. We're 11-2 and on our way, man.
It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Kind of amazing.
Katy Perry goes Instagram official with Justin Trudeau while they were in Japan. However, people are saying that her outfit was not appropriate because, you know, we don't have anything else to worry about in life.
They don't go with skimpy over there?
I guess because it was a really, really short. No, it wasn't that. Yes, they do like skimpy. It wasn't that. Yeah, it was that it was a diplomatic dinner.
Oh, okay. I got you. Because I thought skimpy was in over there.
Well, yeah, they like skimp. Scamp is fine, but at diplomatic dinners, you probably shouldn't wear a mini skirt.
Yeah.
And thigh-high boots.
I don't know.
But people are saying she needs like a stylist and all that.
That's a weird couple. Katy Perry,
I can't
Justin
figure this
Trudeau.
One out either.
I don't get it. It's just bizarre. And it came about just out of the blue.
Just so fast, too.
First it was a rumor, and then boom.
Yeah, boom.
They're together.
And they're together.
Skimpy.
You know what else is a weird couple?
What?
Cher and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's 79, he's 39, and she said she wants to get married to this 39-year-old on her 80th birthday.
Yeah, $350 million, though. That kind of explains that one.
So I guess he'll turn 40 and she'll turn 80, and then they're going to get married. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah, 40-year difference. Yeah. That is beautiful, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's an investment.
In the future.
Yes. Yes.
You're right. Okay. Let's see here. Martha Stewart says that she doesn't want to be buried in a coffin or cremated. By the way, we looked up the rules, and she can, in fact, do what she's talking about. Here it is, number three.
Do you want to be buried or cremated?
I'm going to be composted.
Now, what does that mean?
When one of my horses dies, we dig a giant hole really deep in one of my fields. We have a pet cemetery. And the horse is wrapped in a clean white linen sheet and very carefully dropped down into this giant, lovely grave. I want to go there.
Are you allowed to do that? Like, is that legal to wrap you in a white sheet and just bury you in your backyard?
Not? It's not going to hurt anybody. It's my property.
My property?
My property, right?
Let's see here. What else was I going to say? Oh, you guys, I saw this little fun fact. You know, I love the Broadmoor.
Yeah,
hotel.
I know you do.
I love the Broadmoor. It's in Colorado Springs. It's one of my favorite hotels. Did you know that it has made Forbes' most iconic hotel list? All the other ones that made Forbes' most iconic hotel list were in the East Coast. This is the only one this way. And it's in Colorado.
It deserves it.
It really does. Yeah. It also has been the longest running iconic hotel, five-star hotel, for 65 years in a row.
No kidding.
65 years.
Solid.
It is solid.
Solid.
And not only that, I have some more fun facts. You ready? First of all, do you know what year it was opened?
1906.
No, 1918. I was really close. Yeah.
I was just a guess.
Do you know how much it cost per night?
Back in that time?
1918.
$40.
$10.
Wow.
$10. And by the way, now it's like $500 to $1,000.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
$10.
$10.
That's a lot of money in those days, though.
I guess 1919. Yeah. Do you know who the first celebrity to ever stay at that hotel is?
Let's see. Charlie Chaplin.
That was a good guess, I think.
I don't know.
When did he die?
I don't know.
It didn't open until. Anyway, it was John Rockefeller.
I would have never guessed him.
And then finally, do you know who bought it in 2011? Rod Moore trivia.
Jeff Bezos.
No, Phil Anschutz.
Who?
Phil Anschutz. The Anschutz family owns the Broadmoor Hotel. I did not know that.
Wow.
The Anschutz?
Yeah, the Anschutz.
From the hospital stuff and all that?
Yeah. The Anschutz from the Anschutz.
No kidding.
The oil people.
They own it.
They own it. And not only that, when he was 5 years old, this is crazy. This is what I'm telling you guys. Oprah keeps saying to put it out there in the universe. When he was 5 years old, he was at the Broadmoor and he said that he remembered just being so overwhelmed. He looked at his parents at 5 years old and said, I'm going to buy this hotel someday.
Huh.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, it's pretty wild that he knew that at that age. Right.
I know,
right?
Like 5 years old, and like, I'm going to buy this someday, mommy and daddy. But I was thinking about this. Was he already rich? Because he's 5 years old at the Broadmoor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 100%.
Yes. I've never been. I've never been to the Broadmoor.
You haven't?
I don't think I'm allowed on that property.
Well,
I don't.
No, you're a theater guy now.
I'd love to play the golf course.
I'm impressed with you. You're a theater man now.
Yes, I went to the theater back-to-back nights.
Yeah.
Well, one was a concert with Teddy Swims.
Right. But
the other was The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
So, see, you are, you know what? You're a defined man.
I am.
Well-refined. Not defined. Well-refined.
I felt refined when I walked out of there yesterday.
You did?
I mean, a little bit more broke because of the popcorn was so expensive.
And the water.
Yeah, I was a little bit more in debt, but I did feel very refined. Yeah.
Refined, yeah, right. Not defined. What's wrong with me? I need a nap. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Monday, December 8th. 17 days, Christmas.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Our hearts go out to Kansas City fans this morning. Kansas City Chiefs fans, I'm so sorry you're not going to make the playoffs. Our hearts are with you. Our thoughts are with you. Our prayers are with you this morning.
But can't they get a wild card or something?
Yeah, they're not going to.
No,
they're not going to. They're doomed. They're doomed. Broncos all the way.
It's called a wild card for a reason.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift shows up at the game. She's got her bestie with her, right?
Yeah.
Are they best friends?
Yes, Selena Gomez is her bestie.
Hmm.
Yeah, they were at the game. What?
They don't seem like two happy women.
Why not? Yes, they do.
Well, they're not this morning because her boyfriend lost.
I know, but they got everything going for them. What are you talking about?
They were very sad yesterday at the game because her boyfriend cost them the game by bobbling that ball and an interception happened after that. Yeah. So they were very sad. But I'm very happy that Kansas City Chiefs are done. They're out of it.
That's crazy, though. Didn't they win two in a row?
The dynasty is over.
Okay. All right, we are revved up. How are the Nuggets? Where are we at with this?
Nuggets doing great.
Yep. Avalanche?
Avalanche doing great. Solid.
All good. Hey, I did see this, that not that we're your sports station. I did see that Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward exchanged jerseys.
They did?
Yeah. Yeah. That's big. That's cool. You know, it'd be like you walking over to like Cozy and like taking that guy or girl, whoever's in the morning, and taking their shirt.
Yeah, it would fit. They're big people.
Oh man!
I know him. He's much bigger than me. It would fit. And mine would fit him.
Yeah,
because I'm so much thinner.
Well, I mean, it's just an idea.
That he is.
Maybe we could do something like that.
I know him. It wouldn't fit.
Well, you could frame it.
Yeah. Oh well.
Oh, I don't have a frame that big. Are you kidding? I mean, it'd take.
So did Shedeur do okay?
He had a good game yesterday. Good. He had a very good game. He threw for a bunch of yards and a bunch of touchdowns. He had a great game yesterday, in fact.
Now, you know,
but they lost.
I'm going to the game with my ex-husband on the 21st, I think, whatever, the Broncos game or whatever. And the reason why we got tickets, my lip again, tickets, is because of Hunter.
But he's not playing.
He's
out the
whole
season.
Right?
He's out for the entire season. So, it'll still be a good game.
Okay.
But I will tell you, when it comes to the Broncos, there are two games. First of all, the Packers this weekend, that ticket is going to be, it's going to cost you $800, $900 to get into the game if you don't already have a ticket, if you're dying to see it. Packers are a big, big draw. Then you have the Jaguars. I think that'll be kind of so-so. But after that, you've got the Chargers here. The Chargers is going to be a big ticket,
big
too.
Game.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, do you think that Russell Wilson has just moved on, or do you think he's looking at it as like, oh, man. Like, it was me.
I think he got the last laugh.
Well, because the payout.
He got a big chunk of money, and he's been getting it. Now, he probably had, some feelings there for the first year.
Yeah.
But we've been paying this guy for the last 3 years. He's over it.
He's kind of doing a point and laugh, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
But we have these three games coming up here at home. There are four games total, but three coming up at home, and those tickets are going to be really – the Bronco tickets have gotten really, people want them.
Well, I told you it would happen. Nobody listens to me.
That right now, and it's going to go up this week, but to get in to see the Packers right now is almost $600 for the upper level.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's crazy.
To sit up high like that?
Highest ticket I've seen is 50-yard line at $2,800.
I see one at $919, and that's kind of up there. And that's in the suites or whatever.
Yeah.
So I can't see
club
that.
Level.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a hot ticket right now.
Broncos
are on fire, right? 10 in a row, 11-2, looking good. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Woo! Oh, just quickly here, a big shout out to all the people that stepped up to adopt a family with the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree. That was solid this time.
You know, I just now found out that my friend Michelle adopted a family. She didn't even tell me. And that Bud's Bar did, too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, good for them.
I didn't even know. I had no idea.
20 families on the tree.
Yep,
everybody's
thank
adopted.
You guys. Thanks
We're all
so
set
much.
To go.
That's awesome.
They're getting the toys, wrapping the toys. The kids will get the toys next week. Big success so far this year.
Yeah, I agree. Fast.
Yeah, it went fast.
It went
really
fast.
All right, everybody have a great day today. Weather's going to be really nice. 50 degrees for a high today, and it's going to be that way all week long. Get out, do your Christmas shopping, do everything you need to do to take care of the holiday, and we will see you back here tomorrow. All right, have a great day. See ya. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.